Women, in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. You people have fear of your Lord, who created you from a single soul. From that soul he created its spouse, and through them he bestrewed the earth with countless men and women. Fear God, in whose name you plead with one another, and honor the mothers who bore you. God is ever watching you. Give orphans the property which belongs to them. Do not exchange their valuables for worthless things or cheat them out of their possessions, for this would surely be a grievous sin. If you fear that you cannot treat orphans with fairness, then you may marry other women who seem good to you, two, three, or four of them. But if you fear that you cannot maintain equality among them, marry only one or any slave girls you may own. This will make it easier for you to avoid injustice. Give women their dowry as a free gift, but if they choose to make over to you a part of it, you may regard it as lawfully yours. Do not give the feeble-minded the property with which God has entrusted you for their support, but maintain and clothe them with its proceeds, and speak kind words to them. Put orphans to the test until they reach a marriageable age. If you find them capable of sound judgment, hand over to them their property, and do not deprive them of it by squandering it before they come of age. Let not the rich guardian touch the property of his orphaned ward, and let him who is poor use no more than a fair portion of it for his own advantage. When you hand over to them their property, call in some witnesses. Sufficient is God's accounting of your actions. Men shall have a share in what their parents and kinsmen leave, and women shall have a share in what their parents and kinsmen leave. Whether it be little or much, they shall be legally entitled to a share. If relatives, orphans, or needy men are present at the division of an inheritance, give them too a share of it, and speak kind words to them. Let those who are solicitous about the welfare of their young children after their own death take care not to wrong orphans. Let them fear God and speak for justice. Those that devour the property of orphans unjustly swallow fire into their bellies. They shall burn in a mighty conflagration. God has thus enjoined you concerning your children. A male shall inherit twice as much as a female. If there be more than two girls, they shall have two-thirds of the inheritance. But if there be only one, she shall inherit the half. Parents shall inherit a sixth each, if the deceased have a child. But if he leave no child, and his parents be his heirs, his mother shall have a third. If he have brothers, his mother shall have a sixth after payment of any legacy he may have bequeathed, or any debt he may have owed. You may wonder whether your parents or your children are more beneficial to you. But this is the law of God. Surely God is all-knowing and wise. You shall inherit the half of your wives' estate if they die childless. If they leave children, a quarter of their estate shall be yours after payment of any legacy they may have bequeathed or any debt they may have owed. Your wives shall inherit one quarter of your estate if you die childless. If you leave children, they shall inherit one-eighth after payment of any legacy you may have bequeathed or any debt you may have owed. If a man or woman leave neither children nor parents and have a brother or a sister, they shall each inherit one-sixth. If there be more, they shall equally share the third of the estate after payment of any legacy he may have bequeathed or any debt he may have owed, without prejudice to the rights of the heirs. That is a commandment from God. God is all-knowing and gracious. Such are the bounds set by God. He that obeys God and his apostle shall dwell forever in gardens watered by running streams. That is the supreme triumph. But he that defies God and his apostle and transgresses his bounds shall be cast into a fire wherein he will abide forever. Shameful punishment awaits him. If any of your women commit a lewd act, call in four witnesses from among yourselves against them. If they testify to their guilt, confine them to their houses till death overtakes them, or till God finds another way for them. If two men among you commit a lewd act, punish them both. If they repent and mend their ways, let them be. God is forgiving and merciful. God forgives those who commit evil in ignorance and then quickly turn to him in penitence. God will pardon them. God is all-knowing and wise, but he will not forgive those who do evil and, when death comes to them, say, "Now we repent." Nor those who die unbelievers, for them we have prepared a woeful scourge. Believers, It is unlawful for you to inherit the women of your deceased kinsmen against their will, or to bar them from remarrying, in order that you may force them to give up a part of what you have given them, unless they be guilty of a proven lewd act. Treat them with kindness, for even if you dislike them, it may well be that you dislike a thing which God has meant for your own abundant good. If you wish to replace one wife with another, do not take from her the dowry you have given her, even if it be a talent of gold. That would be improper and grossly unjust, for how can you take it back when you have lain with each other and entered into a firm contract? You shall not marry the women whom your fathers married, all previous such marriages excepted. That was an evil practice, indecent and abominable. Forbidden to you are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your paternal and maternal aunts, the daughters of your brothers and sisters, your foster mothers, your foster sisters, the mothers of your wives, your stepdaughters who are in charge, born of the wives with whom you have lain. It is no offense for you to marry your stepdaughters if you have not consummated your marriage with their mothers, and the wives of your own begotten sons. You are also forbidden to take in marriage two sisters at one and the same time, all previous such marriages excepted. Surely God is forgiving and merciful. Also, married women, except those whom you own as slaves. Such is the decree of God. All women other than these are lawful for you, provided you court them with your wealth in modest conduct, not in fornication. Give them their dowry for the enjoyment you had of them as a duty, but it shall be no offense for you to make any other agreement among yourselves after you have fulfilled your duty. Surely God is all-knowing and wise. If any one of you cannot afford to marry a free, believing woman, let him marry a slave girl who is a believer. God best knows your faith. You are born one of another. Marry them with the permission of their masters, and give them their dowry in all justice, provided they are honorable and chaste, and have not entertained other men. If after marriage they commit adultery, they shall suffer half the penalty inflicted upon free adulteresses. Such is the law for those of you who fear to commit sin, but if you abstain, it will be better for you. God is forgiving and merciful. God desires to make this known to you, and to guide you along the paths of those who have gone before you, and to turn to you with mercy. God is all-knowing and wise. God wishes to forgive you, but those who follow their own appetites wish to see you stray grievously into error. God wishes to lighten your burden, for man was created weak. Believers, do not consume your wealth among yourselves in vanity, but rather trade with it by mutual consent. Do not kill yourselves. God is merciful to you, but he that does that through wickedness and injustice shall be burned in fire. That is easy enough for God. If you avoid the enormities you are forbidden, we shall pardon your misdeeds and usher you in with all honor. Do not cover the favors by which God has exalted some among you above others. Men shall be rewarded according to their deeds, and women shall be rewarded according to their deeds. Rather, implore God to bestow on you his gifts. Surely God has knowledge of all things. To every parent and kinsman, we have appointed heirs who will inherit from them. As for those with whom you have entered into agreements, let them too have their share. Surely God bears witness to all things. Men have authority over women because God has made the one superior to the other, and because they spend their wealth to maintain them. Good women are obedient. They guard their unseen parts because God has guarded them. As for those from whom you fear disobedience, admonish them, forsake them in beds apart, and beat them. Then, if they obey you, take no further action against them. Surely God is high, supreme. If you fear a breach between a man and his wife, appoint an arbiter from his people and another from hers. If they wish to be reconciled, God will bring them together again. Surely God is all-knowing and wise. Serve God and associate none with him. Show kindness to parents and kindred, to orphans and to the destitute, to near and distant neighbors, to those that keep company with you, to the traveler in need, and to the slaves you own. God does not love arrogant and boastful men who are themselves tight-fisted and enjoin others to be tight-fisted, who conceal the riches which God of his bounty has bestowed upon them. We have prepared a shameful punishment for the unbelievers, and who spend their wealth for the sake of ostentation, believing neither in God nor in the last day. He that chooses Satan for his friend, an evil friend has he. What harm could befall them if they believed in God and the last day, and gave an alms from that which God bestowed on them? Surely God knows them. God will wrong none by as much as the weight of an atom. A good deed he will repay twofold. Of his own bounty he will bestow a rich recompense. How will it be when we produce a witness from each community and call upon you to testify against them? On that day, those who disbelieved and disobeyed the apostle will wish that they were leveled with the dust. They shall hide nothing from God. Believers, do not approach your prayers when you are drunk, but wait till you can grasp the meaning of your words, nor when you are unclean, unless you are traveling the road, until you have washed yourselves. If you are sick or on a journey, or if, when you have relieved yourselves or had intercourse with women, you can find no water, take some clean sand and rub your faces and your hands with it. Gracious is God and forgiving. Consider those to whom a portion of the Scriptures was given. They purchase error for themselves and wish to see you go astray. But God best knows your enemies. Sufficient is God to protect you, and sufficient is God to help you. Some Jews take words out of their context and say, "We hear but disobey. May you be bereft of hearing," thus distorting the phrase with their tongues and reviling the true faith. But if they said, "We hear and obey, hear us," it would be better and more proper for them. God has cursed them in their unbelief. They have no faith, except a few of them. You to whom the Scriptures were given, believe in that which we have revealed, confirming your own Scriptures before we obliterate your faces and turn them backward or lay our curse on you as we laid it on the Sabbath breakers. What God ordains shall be accomplished. God will not forgive those who serve other gods besides him, but he will forgive whom he will for other sins. He that serves other gods besides him is guilty of a heinous sin. Have you seen those who think themselves pure? God purifies whom he will. They shall not be wronged by as much as the husk of a date stone. See how they invent falsehoods about God. This in itself is a most grievous sin. Consider those to whom a portion of the Scriptures was given. They believe in idols and false gods and say of the infidels, "These are better guided than the believers." These are they on whom God has laid his curse. He who is cursed by God has none to help him. Will they have a share in the kingdom? If so, they will not give others so much as the speck on a date stone. Do they envy others what God has of his bounty given them? We gave Abraham's descendants scriptures and prophethood and an illustrious kingdom. Some believe in him, but others reject him. Sufficient scourge is the fire of hell. Those that deny our revelations will burn in fire. No sooner will their skins be consumed than we shall give them other skins, so that they may truly taste the scourge. Surely God is mighty and wise. As for those that have faith and do good works, we shall admit them to gardens watered by running streams, where, wedded to chaste spouses, they shall abide forever. To a cool shade we shall admit them. God commands you to hand back your trusts to their rightful owners, and, when you pass judgment among men, to judge with fairness. Noble is that to which God exhorts you. Surely God hears all and observes all. Believers, obey God and obey the apostle and those in authority among you. Should you disagree about anything, refer it to God and the apostle, if you truly believe in God and the last day. This will in the end be better and more just. Mark those who profess to believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you. They seek the judgment of the devil, although they were bidden to deny him. Satan would lead them far into error. When they are told, "Come to be judged by that which God has revealed and by the apostle," you see the hypocrites turn a deaf ear to you. But how would it be if some disaster befell them on account of what their hands committed? They would come to you swearing by God that they desired nothing but amity and conciliation. But God knows what their hearts conceal. Let them be. Admonish them and sternly rebuke them. We sent forth apostles so that men should do their bidding by God's leave, if, when they wronged themselves, they had come to you imploring God's pardon, and if the apostle had sought of God forgiveness for them, they would have found God forgiving and merciful. But they will not. I swear by your Lord, they will not be true believers until they seek your arbitration in their disputes. Then they will not doubt the justice of your verdicts and will submit to you entirely. Had we commanded them, saying, "Lay down your lives," or "Flee from your country," only a few would have complied. Yet, had they done what they were admonished to do, it would have been better for them, and their faith would have been strengthened. We would have bestowed on them of our grace a rich recompense and guided them to a straight path. He that obeys God and the apostle shall dwell with the prophets and the saints, the martyrs and the righteous men whom God has favored. Gracious companions will be those. Such is the bounty of God, sufficient is God's infinite knowledge. Believers, be ever on your guard, march in detachments or in one body. Someone among you is sure to lag behind, so that if a disaster befell you, he would say, God has been gracious to me, I was not present with them. But if by God's grace you are successful, he would surely say, as though there was no friendship between you and him, would that I had been with them, I should have won a great victory. Let those who would exchange the life of this world for the hereafter fight for the cause of God. Whoever fights for the cause of God, whether he dies or triumphs, on him we shall bestow a rich recompense. And how should you not fight for the cause of God and for the helpless old men, women, and children who say, Deliver us, Lord, from this city of wrongdoers. Send forth to us a guardian from your presence. Send to us from your presence one that will help us. The true believers fight for the cause of God, but the infidels fight for the devil. Fight them against the friends of Satan. Satan's cunning is weak indeed. Mark those who were told, Lay down your arms, recite your prayers, and render the alms levy. When they were ordered to fight, some of them feared man as much as they feared God, or even more. Lord, they said, Why do you bid us to fight? Could you not give us a brief respite? Say, Trifling are the pleasures of this life. Better is the life to come for those who would keep from evil. You shall not be wronged by as much as the husk of a date stone. Wherever you be, death will overtake you, though you put yourselves in lofty towers. When they are blessed with good fortune, they say, This is from God. But when evil befalls them, they say, It was your fault. Say to them, All is from God. What has come over these men that they can hardly understand a word? Whatever good befalls you, it is from God, and whatever ill from yourself. We have sent you forth as an apostle to mankind. God is your all-sufficient witness. He that obeys the apostle obeys God. As for those that pay no heed, know then that we have not sent you to be their keeper. They promise to obey you, but as soon as they leave you, a number of them plot in secret to do otherwise. God takes note of all their plots. Therefore let them be, and put your trust in God. God is your all-sufficient guardian. Will they not ponder on the Quran? If it had not come from God, they could have surely found in it many contradictions. When they hear any news, good or bad, they at once make it known to all, whereas if they reported it to the apostle and to the men in charge, those who sought news could learn it from them. But for God's grace and mercy, all but a few of you would have followed Satan. Therefore fight for the cause of God. You are accountable for none but yourself. Rouse the faithful. Perchance God will overthrow the might of the unbelievers. Mightier is God, and more terrible is his punishment. He that meditates in a good cause shall gain by his meditation, but he that meditates in a bad cause shall be held accountable for its evil. God surely controls all things. If a man greets you, let your greeting be better than his, or at least return his greeting. God surely keeps count of all things. God, there is no God but him. He will surely gather you all together on the day of resurrection. That day is not to be doubted, and who has a truer word than God? Why are you thus divided concerning the hypocrites, when God himself has cast them off on account of their misdeeds? Would you guide those whom God has confounded? He whom God confounds you cannot guide. They would have you disbelieve as they themselves have disbelieved, so that you may all be alike. Do not befriend them until they have fled their homes in the cause of God. If they desert you, seize them and put them to death wherever you find them. Look for neither friends nor helpers among them except those who seek refuge with your allies or come over to you because their hearts forbid them to fight against you or against their own people. Had God pleased, he would have given them power over you so that they would have taken arms against you. Therefore, if they keep away from you and cease their hostility and offer you peace, God bids you not to harm them. Others you will find who seek security from you as well as from their own people. Whenever they are called back to sedition, they plunge into it headlong. If these do not keep their distance from you, if they neither offer you peace nor cease their hostilities against you. Lay hold of them and kill them wherever you find them. Over such men we give you absolute authority. It is unlawful for a believer to kill another believer, accidents excepted. He that accidentally kills a believer must free one Muslim slave and pay blood money to the family of the victim, unless they choose to give it away in alms. If the victim be a Muslim from a hostile tribe, the penalty is the freeing of one Muslim slave. But if the victim be a member of an allied tribe, then blood money must be paid to his family and a Muslim slave set free. He that lacks the means must fast 2 consecutive months. Such is the penance imposed by God. God is all-knowing and wise. He that kills a believer by design shall burn in hell forever. He shall incur the wrath of God, who will lay his curse on him and prepare for him a mighty scourge. Believers, show discernment when you go to fight for the cause of God, and do not say to those that offer you peace, "You are not believers," seeking the chance booty of this world. For with God there are abundant gains. Such was your custom in days gone by, but now God has bestowed on you his grace. Therefore, show discernment. God is cognizant of all your actions. The believers who stay at home, apart from those that suffer from a grave disability, are not the equals of those who fight for the cause of God with their goods and their persons. God has exalted the men who fight with their goods and their persons above those who stay at home. God has promised all a good reward, but far richer is the recompense of those who fight for him. Ranks of his own bestowal, forgiveness and mercy. Surely God is forgiving and merciful. The angels will ask those whom they claim back while steeped in sin, "What were you doing?" "We were oppressed in the land," they will reply. They will say, "Was not the earth of God spacious enough for you to fly for refuge? Hell shall be their home, an evil fate." As for the helpless men, women, and children who have neither the strength nor the means to escape, God may pardon them. Surely God pardons and forgives. He that leaves his home in the cause of God shall find many a refuge in the land and great abundance. He that leaves his dwelling to fight for God and his apostle and is then overtaken by death shall be recompensed by God. Surely God is forgiving and merciful. It is no offense for you to shorten your prayers when traveling the road if you fear that the unbelievers may attack you. The unbelievers are your inveterate foe. When you, prophet, are with the faithful, conducting their prayers, let one party of them rise up to pray with you, armed with their weapons. After making their prostrations, let them withdraw to the rear and then let another party who have not prayed come forward and pray with you. And let these also be on their guard, armed with their weapons. It would much please the unbelievers if you neglected your arms and your baggage, so that they could swoop down upon you with one assault. But it is no offense for you to lay aside your arms when overtaken by heavy rain or stricken with an illness, although you must be always on your guard. God has prepared a shameful punishment for the unbelievers. When your prayers are ended, remember God standing, sitting, and lying down. Attend regularly to your prayers so long as you are safe, for prayer is a duty incumbent on the faithful to be conducted at appointed hours. Seek out the enemy relentlessly. If you have suffered, they too have suffered, but you at least hope to receive from God what they cannot hope for. God is all-knowing and wise. We have revealed to you the book with the truth, so that you may arbitrate among men by that which God has shown you. You shall not plead for traitors. Implore God's forgiveness. God is ever forgiving and merciful, nor shall you plead for those who betray their own souls. God does not love the treacherous or the sinful. They seek to hide themselves from men, but they cannot hide themselves from God. He is with them when they utter in secret what does not please him. God has knowledge of all their actions. Yes, you may plead for them in this life, but who will plead for them with God on the day of resurrection? Who will be their defender? He that does evil or wrongs his own soul and then seeks God's pardon will find God forgiving and merciful. He that commits sin commits it against his own soul. God is all-knowing and wise. He that commits an offense or a crime and charges an innocent man with it shall bear the guilt of calumny and gross injustice. But for God's grace and mercy, you would have been led astray by some among them. They lead astray none but themselves, nor can they do you any harm? God has revealed to you the book and his wisdom and taught you what you did not know before. God's goodness to you has been great indeed. There is no virtue in much of their counsel, only in his who enjoins charity, kindness, and peace among men. He that does this to please God, on him we shall bestow a rich recompense. He that disobeys the apostle after our guidance has been revealed to him, and follows a path other than that of the faithful, shall be given what he has chosen. We will burn him in the fire of hell, an evil end. God will not forgive idolatry. He will forgive whom he will all other sins. He that serves other gods besides God has strayed far indeed. Rather than to him, they pray but to females. They pray but to a rebellious Satan. God has laid his curse on Satan, for he had said, I shall entice a number of your servants and lead them astray. I shall arouse in them vain desires and order them to slit the ears of cattle. I shall order them to tamper with God's creation. Indeed, he that chooses Satan rather than God for his protector ruins himself beyond redemption. He that makes promises and stirs up in them vain desires, Satan makes them promises only to deceive them. Hell shall be their home. From it they shall find no refuge. As for those that have faith and do good works, we shall admit them to gardens watered by running streams, and there they shall abide forever. Such is God's true promise, and who has a truer word than God? It shall not be in accordance with your wishes, nor shall it be as the people of the book desire. He that does evil shall be requited with evil. He shall find none besides God to protect or help him. But the believers who do good works, both men and women, shall enter paradise. They shall not suffer the least injustices. And who has a nobler religion than he who submits to God, does what is right, and follows the faith of saintly Abraham, whom God chose to be his friend? To God belongs all that the heavens and the earth contain. God encompasses all things. They consult you concerning women. Say, God has instructed you about them, and so have the verses proclaimed to you in the book, concerning the orphan girls whom you deny their lawful rights and refuse to marry, also regarding helpless children. He has instructed you to deal justly with orphans. God has knowledge of all the good you do. If a woman fear ill treatment or desertion on the part of her husband, it shall be no offense for them to seek a mutual agreement, for agreement is best. People are prone to avarice. But if you do what is right and guard yourselves against evil, know then that God is cognizant of all your actions. Try as you may, you cannot treat all your wives impartially. Do not set yourself altogether against any of them, leaving her, as it were, in suspense. If you do what is right and guard yourself against evil, you will find God forgiving and merciful. If they separate, God will compensate both out of his own abundance. God is munificent and wise. To God belongs all that the heavens and the earth contain. We exhort you, as we have exhorted those to whom the book was given before you, to fear God. If you deny him, know that to God belongs all that the heavens and earth contain. God is self-sufficient and worthy of praise. To God belongs all that the heavens and the earth contain. God is the all-sufficient guardian. If he pleased, he could destroy you all, you people, and replace you by other men. This God has the power to do. Let the man who seeks the reward of this life know that it is God who dispenses the reward of both this life and the life to come. He hears and sees all. Believers, conduct yourself with justice and bear true witness before God, even though it be against yourselves, your parents, or your kinsfolk. Be they rich or poor, God knows better about them both. So do not be led by passion, lest you swerve from the truth. If you distort your testimony or decline to give it, know that God is cognizant of all your actions. Believers, have faith in God and his apostle, in the book he has revealed to his apostle, and in the scriptures he formerly revealed. He that denies God, his angels, his scriptures, his apostles, and the last day has strayed far. Those who accept the faith and then renounce it, who again embrace it and again deny it and grow in unbelief, God will neither forgive them nor rightly guide them. Give warning to those hypocrites that woeful punishment awaits them. Those who choose the unbelievers rather than the faithful for their friends Are they seeking glory at their hands? Surely all glory belongs to God. He has instructed you in the book that when you hear God's revelations being denied or ridiculed, you must not sit and listen to them until they engage in other talk, or else you shall yourselves become like them. God will surely gather in hell the hypocrites and the unbelievers all. They watch your fortunes closely. If God grants you a victory, they say, did we not stand on your side? And if it be the unbelievers' turn, they say to them, were we not mightier than you, and did we not protect you from the faithful? God will judge between you on the day of resurrection. God will not let the unbelievers triumph over the faithful. The hypocrites seek to deceive God, but it is he who deceives them. When they rise to pray, they stand up sluggishly. They pray for the sake of ostentation and remember God but little, wavering between this and that, and belonging neither to these nor those. You cannot guide the man whom God has confounded. Believers, do not choose the infidels rather than the faithful for your friends. Would you give God clear evidence against yourselves? The hypocrites shall be cast into the lowest depths of the fire. There shall be none to help them. But those who repent and mend their ways, who hold fast to God and are sincere in their devotion to God, they shall be numbered with the faithful, and the faithful shall be richly rewarded by God. And why should God punish you if you render thanks to him and truly believe in him? God will surely recompense your labors, for he knows them all. God does not love harsh words, except when uttered by a man who is truly wronged. God hears all and knows all. Whether you do good openly or in private, whether you forgive an injustice, God is forgiving and all-powerful. Those that deny God and his apostles, and those that draw a line between God and his apostles, saying, we believe in some but deny others, thus seeking a middle way, these indeed are the unbelievers. For the unbelievers we have prepared a shameful punishment. And for those that believe in God and his apostles and discriminate against none of them, they shall be recompensed by him. God is forgiving and merciful. The people of the book ask you to bring down for them a book from heaven. Of Moses they demanded a harder thing than that. They said to him, show us God distinctly. And for their wickedness the thunderbolt smote them. They worshipped the calf after clear signs had been revealed to them. Yet we forgave them that, and bestowed on Moses clear authority. When we made a covenant with them, we raised the mount above them and said, enter the gates in adoration, do not break the Sabbath. We took from them a solemn covenant, but they broke their covenant, denied the revelations of God, and killed the prophets unjustly. They said, our hearts are sealed. It is God who has sealed their hearts on account of their unbelief. They have no faith except a few of them. They denied the truth and uttered a monstrous falsehood against Mary. They declared, we have put to death the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, the apostle of God. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but they thought they did. Those that disagreed about him were in doubt concerning him. They knew nothing about him that was not sheer conjecture. They did not slay him for certain. God lifted him up to him. God is mighty and wise. There is none among the people of the book but will believe in him before his death, and on the day of resurrection he will bear witness against them. Because of their iniquity, we forbade the Jews wholesome things which were formerly allowed them. Because time after time they have debarred others from the path of God, because they practice usury, although they were forbidden it, and cheat others of their possessions. Woeful punishment have we prepared for those that disbelieve, but those of them that have deep learning, and those that truly believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you, who attend to their prayers and render the alms levy and have faith in God and the last day, these shall be richly recompensed. We have revealed our will to you as we revealed it to Noah and to the prophets who came after him, as we revealed it to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, to Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, Solomon, and David, to whom we gave the Psalms. Of some apostles we have already told you, but there are others of whom we have not yet spoken. God spoke directly to Moses. Apostles who brought good news to mankind and admonished them, so that they might have no plea against God after their coming. God is mighty and wise. God bears witness by that which he has revealed to you, that he revealed it with his knowledge, and so do the angels. There is no better witness than God. Those that disbelieve and debar others from the path of God have strayed far into error. God will not forgive those who disbelieve and act unjustly, nor will he guide them to any path other than the path of hell, wherein they shall abide forever. Surely that is easy enough for God. You people, the apostle has brought you the truth from your Lord. Have faith, and it shall be well with you. If you disbelieve, know that to God belongs all that the heavens and earth contain. God is all-knowing and wise. People of the book, do not transgress the bounds of your religion. Speak nothing but the truth about God. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than God's apostle and his word which he cast to Mary, a spirit from him. So believe in God and his apostles, and do not say, 3, forbear, and it shall be better for you. God is but one God. God forbid that he should have a son. He is all that the heavens and the earth contain. God is the all-sufficient protector. The Messiah does not disdain to be a servant of God, nor do the angels who are nearest to him. Those who through arrogance disdain his service shall all be brought before him. As for those that have faith and do good works, God will bestow on them their rewards and enrich them from his own abundance. But those who are scornful and proud he will sternly punish, and they will find none besides God to protect or help them. You people, you have received clear evidence from your Lord. We have sent down to you a glorious light. Those that believe in God and hold fast to him, he will admit to his mercy and his grace. He will guide them to him along a straight path. They seek your guidance. Say, thus God instructs you regarding those that die childless and without living parents. If a man die childless and he have a sister, she shall inherit the half of his estate. If a woman die childless, her brother shall be her sole heir. If a childless man have two sisters, they shall inherit two-thirds of his estate. But if he have both brothers and sisters, the share of each male shall be that of two females. Thus God makes plain to you his precepts, so that you may not err. God has knowledge of all things. All wholesome things have this day been made lawful for you. The food of those to whom the book was given is lawful for you, and yours for them. Lawful for you are the believing women and the free women from among those who were given the book before you, provided you give them their dowries and live in honor with them, neither committing fornication nor taking them as mistresses. He that denies the faith shall gain nothing from his labors. In the world to come he will surely be among the losers. Believers, when you rise to pray, wash your faces and your hands as far as the elbow, and wipe your heads and your feet to the ankle. If you are unclean, cleanse yourselves. But if you are sick or on a journey, or if, when you have just relieved yourself or had intercourse with women, you can find no water, take some clean sand and rub your faces and your hands with it. God does not wish to burden you. He seeks only to purify you and to perfect his favor to you, so that you may give thanks. Remember God's favor to you and the covenant with which he bound you when you said, "We hear and obey." Have fear of God. God knows the innermost thoughts of men. Believers, fulfill your destinies to God and bear true witness. Do not allow your hatred for other men to turn you away from justice. Deal justly, that is nearer to true piety. Have fear of God. God is cognizant of all your actions. God has promised those that have faith and do good works forgiveness and a rich reward. As for those who disbelieve and deny our revelations, they are the heirs of hell. Believers, remember the favor which God bestowed upon you when he restrained the hands of those who sought to harm you. Have fear of God. In God let the faithful put their trust. God made a covenant with the Israelites and raised among them 12 chieftains. God said, "I shall be with you. If you attend to your prayers and render the alms levy, if you believe in my apostles and assist them and give God a generous loan, I shall forgive you your sins and admit you to gardens watered by running streams. But he that hereafter denies me shall stray from the right path." But because they broke their covenant, we laid on them our curse and hardened their hearts. They have tampered with words out of their context and forgotten much of what they were enjoined. You will ever find them deceitful, except for a few of them. But pardon them and bear with them. God loves those who do good. With those who said they were Christians, we made a covenant also. But they too have forgotten much of what they were exhorted to do. Therefore, we stirred among them enmity and hatred, which shall endure till the day of resurrection, when God will declare to them all that they have done. People of the book, our apostle has come to reveal to you much of what you have hidden of the Scriptures, and to forgive you much. A light has come to you from God, and a glorious book, with which God will guide to the paths of peace those that seek to please Him. He will lead them by His will from darkness to the light. He will guide them to a straight path. Unbelievers are those who declare, God is the Messiah, the Son of Mary. Say, who could prevent God, if He so willed, from destroying the Messiah, the Son of Mary, His mother, and all the people of the earth? God has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them. He creates what He will, and God has power over all things. The Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of God and His loved ones. Say, why then does He punish you for your sins? Surely you are mortals of His own creation. He forgives whom He will and punishes whom He pleases. God has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them. All shall return to Him.